This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Fire officials say that at least 29 people have been killed and 85 injured after a passenger train collided with an oncoming freight train in northern Greece early Wednesday. Multiple train cars derailed and at least three caught fire after the crash during the night. It's some 235 miles north of Athens. Hospital officials say that 25 people had been seriously injured. Ambulances arrived from several towns to help transport injured passengers. Rescuers wearing headlamps worked in smoke, pulling pieces of mangled metal from the crash rail cars to search for trapped people. Explosions rang out and fires raged Tuesday as Russian forces pressed forward with their weeks-long drive to encircle and capture the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, a prize coveted by Russia. But Ukrainian forces insisted they would not withdraw, Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom reporting.
Ukraine's military said Russia was shelling settlements around Bakhmut, which had a pre-war population of about 70,000, but now lies in ruins after months of intense trench warfare. Despite the violent firefights echoing in the streets, some citizens remain.
As long as my home is intact, as long as I am not hurt, I will stay here.
While the city of Bakhmut hangs in the balance, a senior Pentagon official said Tuesday the U.S. does not expect Russia to make significant territorial gains in the near term, describing the front lines in the year-long war as a grinding slog.
That is Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom reporting. Nigeria elections officials say ruling party candidate Bola Tinubu has won the presidential election. The official announcement early Wednesday came hours after the leading opposition candidates demanded a revote of the weekend election. This is VOA News. China says that it has been open and transparent in the search for the origin of COVID-19. AP correspondent Rita Foley reporting.
COVID-19 has killed almost 7 million people worldwide, but we still don't know exactly how it started. That question's gotten new attention, and now an angry China is pushing back against any talk that the pandemic likely began there in a leak from a lab. The U.S. Department of Energy concluded that, although with low confidence, according to a classified report, U.S. officials and members of Congress say China has not been entirely cooperative in the search for the origins of COVID. Beijing is now saying politicizing the issue of virus tracing will not smear China, but will only damage the U.S.'s own credibility. I'm Rita Foley.
The computer system at the U.S. Marshal's office was hit by a ransomware attack. APZ Donahue reporting.
Spokesman says hackers stole sensitive and personally identifiable data less than 2 weeks ago about agency employees and targets of investigations. The hacked system was disconnected shortly after the breach was discovered. Ransomware attacks have crippled everything from Britain's postal service to Ireland's national health network to Costa Rica's government. Schools, hospitals, and local governments are routinely targeted. Criminals can hold data hostage, even if the target quickly restores the affected network with backup data. The Marshal Service tracks down fugitives, transports federal prisoners, protects witnesses, and provides court security. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is defending his decision to give Fox News' Tucker Carlson exclusive access to the January 6th footage of the Capitol riot. AP correspondent Norman Hall with more.
Speaker McCarthy's decision to give the footage to Tucker Carlson comes despite the conservative commentator's own work raising false claims and conspiracy theories about the 2021 riot over Joe Biden's election. McCarthy vowed to eventually make the roughly 42,000 hours of sensitive Capitol Police security videos available to the broader public as soon as possible. But he made it clear the Fox News commentator had first dibs. McCarthy is also supportive of giving access to some of the nearly 1,000 defendants being prosecuted for their roles in the siege. Five people died in the January 6, 2021 attack and its aftermath. I'm Norman Hall.
Mexico's president says his country is more democratic than the United States. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's comments Tuesday came after U.S. officials took note of the public debate in Mexico over his electoral reforms. Critics say the reforms cut spending for the country's electoral authorities and could weaken democracy in Mexico. López Obrador angrily rejected that U.S. comment. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.